So let's review. Our Gemara begins by explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion for the Mishnah that if someone carried his lulav into the public domain on Shabbos by mistake, he does not have to bring a carbon. Abaye says this is only true only if he has not yet performed the mitzvah. If he already did the mitzvah, he would be liable and would have to bring a carbon. The Gemara challenges this and says, but since the moment he picks it up, he fulfills the mitzvah, there would never be a situation where he would be exempt. Abaye answers, Keshahafchai. If he picked up the bundle when the species were upside down, he would not be yotzei the mitzvah. Rava answers, Kegon sheyitzu b'kli. If he lifted it when it was inside a case, he would not fulfill the mitzvah. Am Rav Huna, Eim ha'yir Rabbi Yossi. Oila sa'if shenimtzes ben agafayim, ukasavr chata sa'if hiv achla pater. Huna teaches that Rabbi Yossi also said the concept of tabedvar mitzvah pater in reference to an oila sa'if, which is not meant to be eaten, but was mistakenly eaten by a kohen who thought it was a chata sa'if, which is meant to be eaten. Rabbi Yossi ruled that the kohen is pater from bringing a carbon me'ilah because he was tabedvar mitzvah. The Gemara questions the need for Rav Huna's teaching if it's simply telling us the tabedvar mitzvah pater. We already know that from the Mishnah's case. The Gemara answers that without Rav Huna's case, we would think that tabedvar mitzvah pater is only when the person is actually, he did a mitzvah, as in our Mishnah. However, if he made a mistake and didn't fulfill a mitzvah, like the kohen who should not have eaten from the yayla, we would think he would be liable. Therefore, Rav Huna needs to tell us that it is still considered tabedvar mitzvah and he is pater. However, the Gemara concludes that if his mistake was karv lemezid because of his negligence, then he would be chayv. Zok the Mishnah, Mekabelus isha mead bena umead bailo umachziras lemaim b'Shabbos. A woman may accept the lulav bundle from her son or her husband and put it back in the water on Shabbos. Behuda Eimer, b'Shabbos machzirin, b'yamtiv meisifin, uvemoid machlifin. Behuda says on Shabbos it may be returned to the water. On yamtiv, water may be added to the container. And on chalamoid, the water may be changed. And finally, the Mishnah teaches that katan hayadei lenanea chayv belulav. A minor who knows how to shake the lulav is obligated in the mitzvah. The Gemara explains that although it seems obvious that a woman should be allowed to accept the bundle from her son or her husband, mahu detema hoyel v'isha lav bas chiyu v'hi emaloi tekabel kamash molon. Without the Mishnah, we might have thought that since she's not obligated, the bundle would be mukta for her. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the obligations of a minor. Tarabban, katan hayadei lenanea chayv belulav. Lehisatif, chayv betzitzis, lishma tefillin, av lekeach letefillin, yudei ledaber, av lam detayra bekriyishma. A minor who knows how to shake the lulav is obligated in lulav. How to wrap himself in the talus is obligated in tzitzis. How to protect tefillin, his father must buy him a pier. How to speak, his father must teach him Torah, meaning the pasuk of Teret Sibulan Amayshim, Rosh Kilis Yaakov, and how to recite the first verse of Shema. The Braisa then continues to list numerous instances when a child can begin to be considered an adult. Hayidei lishma gufay, oichon al gufay taharis. Lishma is yadav, oichon al yadav taharis. Hayidei lishol, b'shus hayachat sveikei tamei, b'shus harabim sveikei tar. Hayidei lifris kapav, chokin lay truma b'veis agranis. Hayidei lishchait, oichon mishchitase. If a child knows how to keep his body tar, we can eat food that touched his body. How to keep his hands tar, we can eat food that touched his hands. If he's smart enough to be asked about whether he touched something tamei and the question comes up, we can rely on his word in the following way. If the question was about something tamei in the private domain, any doubt would be judged as tamei. If it was about something tamei in the public domain, any doubt would be judged as tahar. A child who is a kohen and he knows how to spread his hands for birchas kohanim, the priestly blessing, can be given truma at the granary. A miner who knows how to slaughter, we may eat from what he slaughtered. Rav Huna adds a stipulation that says, only when an adult watches him slaughter. The Braisa continues. If a minor is old enough to eat an olive's worth of grain, we must distance ourselves from his waste or urine at least 4 amos before praying or learning. Regarding this, Rav Chisda adds that he must be able to eat the olive's worth of grain in the length of time it takes to eat a pras, half a loaf of bread. Rechi Bered Rav Yeva said that we must distance ourselves from an adult's waste and urine before praying or learning, even if he cannot eat an olive's worth of grain, b'chdei achilas pras. The Gemara, as well as our parak, concludes with the final case of the Braisa. Yachal lechel kezayis tzli, sheikh nulav es ha-pesach, shenema ish lefi achlai. If a miner can eat an olive's worth of roasted meat, he may be included in a carbon pesach chabura. Behuda imer, acha yachal levar achila. Peter says only if he can tell the difference between what is edible and what is not. Ketzad. Nicely, tsrar vizarka, egas v'nightly. We determine this by giving him a pebble and a nut. If he throws away the pebble and takes the nut, he is old enough. Hadnulach luluva gazel. We now begin the fourth parak, luluva rava, which discusses the details of various mitzvahs of sukkahs. Zak the Mishnah. Lulav va'arava, shisha v'shiva. Hahal v'hasimcha, shmaina. Sukkah v'nisach ha'mayim, shiva. Hachalil, chamisha v'shisha. Lulav shiva. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Lulav and Arava ceremonies are done for either 6 or 7 days. Reciting Halal and rejoicing are done for 8 days. Dwelling in the sukkah and pouring the water on the altar are done for 7 days. Playing the flute is done for either 5 or 6 days. Ketzad, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shachalis B'Shabbos. Lulav Shiva, B'Shar Kol Yom Shisha. The Lulav is taken for 7 days when the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov is a weekday, the Lulav is only taken for 6 days. Arava Shiva Ketzad, Yom Shvi Shel Arava Shachalis B'Shabbos. Arava Shiva, B'Shar Kol Yom Shisha. The Arava ceremony takes place for 7 days when the 7th day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. If the 7th day of Sukkot is a weekday, the Arava ceremony is only performed for 6 days. The Mishnah then gives us a glimpse of how the mitzvah of Lulav was performed in the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How is the mitzvah of Lulav performed? Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shachalis B'Shabbos, Ma'alichenes Lulavein L'Har HaBayis, V'Chazan Mekavl Mehen V'Saitu Naisen Al Gabi Itztava, V'Hazakeinu Manichenes Eshalem B'Lishka. If the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, everyone brings their lulav bundles to the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, on Friday, and the attendants take them and arrange them on the benches that surrounded the Har HaBayis. The elderly would place their bundles in the chamber designated for them. Umalamdin Oisim Loimer, Kol Mi Shemegia L'Lavi L'Yadoi, Harei Hu Loi B'Matana. And they were taught to say, anyone who ends up with my bundle, I give it to them as a gift. L'machar Mashkimen Uvoin, V'Chazon Zorkin Oisim Lufneihem, V'Mechatven Umakin Ishas Chaveiroi, In the morning, the people would arrive early, and the attendants would throw the lulav bundles into the crowd. They would each attempt to grab their lulavim, which often led to people getting hurt. When Bezin saw that it was dangerous, they decreed that everyone should do the mitzvah in their own home.